You can attract a specific person.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. I am so excited to be talking with you today about love. And I want to start off right from the beginning because you will see a number of law of attraction gurus who are well-meaning, and they certainly know the law of attraction, though they may not have any history in Hermetics, the Kabbalah, and the ancient teachings. But they will tell you, you know, you can attract anything you desire. They will quote the Master Jesus, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. And you'll ask them, well, I mean, are there things I can't do? And they'll say, well, yeah, you can't violate other laws. You can't violate the law of gravity. But you can alter the law of gravity by understanding the law of aerodynamics. That's how airplanes fly. Okay, so inevitably when you do a workshop or a lecture, or something of that particular nature, someone will come up to you and ask, is it possible to attract a specific person? I'm here to tell you that the law of attraction has no boundaries. The law of attraction has no limitations, and neither do you. I firmly believe that. You can only attract what you are in vibrational harmony with. So when the two of you met and you fell in love, you were in vibrational harmony. When you had an incredible loving relationship and things were going well, you were in vibrational harmony. But something happened. Your beliefs changed. And by the way, this is never about the other person. This is what we call in the ancient teachings microcosmic. This is about the microcosmic simply means the small universe. In other words, the entire universe is within you. And I don't want to get too esoteric here, but the entire universe is within you. If you change an aspect within yourself, it will automatically change in the exterior universe. Or as the ancient tablet of Hermes teaches, as above, so below, as within, so without. So ask yourself, why do I want this specific person in my life or back in my life? And I'm going to give you some answers. And it may not be the totality of all the answers that you could come up with, but it'll get you started and you'll get the idea. Why do I want this person in my life? Because they make me feel good. Because I feel incredible. Just looking at them, just being around them, just being near their energy. I feel happy. I feel excited. I feel motivated. I feel loved. I feel hopeful. And the list goes on and on. There may be some feelings in there that you can't even describe, but the list goes on and on. Why do you want to be around that person? So you're going to make that list Oh, I'll wait. Go get your pen. Get your tablet. And start making the list. Write down all the things that they make you feel. Not that they are. I'm not worried about what they are. Don't put, I love his dark eyes. Say, I love the way I melt emotionally when he looks at me with his eyes. It's about how you feel. It's not about them. It's about your energy. It's not about them. It's about your vibration. It's not about them. Remember, if you are attracting somebody that you were in a relationship with, that you loved deeply at one time, if that's the case, you need to understand that at some level, perhaps beyond your ability to understand, you attracted the breakup. Oh, I know you didn't want to hear that. Now, if you're eyeing somebody that you've been thinking about, maybe you've been on some dates with, somebody that you feel close to, somebody that you're attracted to, your energy just seems to want to melt into hers or his. If there's somebody special in your life and you have not attracted them into your life for a deeper, more committed relationship, it's because you haven't attracted them into your life. You are not in vibrational harmony with what you desire. So make that list of all the qualities that you feel from this individual. Now, can we pause? I wish we had some kind of a gong, Rachel, or something. But this is important. This is one of the most important things I've ever said in a podcast. I'm pausing on purpose. This is what you really want. You think you want the person, but really what you want is the way they make you feel. Oh, that's important. That's critical, because understanding what you feel is absolutely essential in the law of attraction. It's essential in the law of vibration. Because, as we said earlier, you have to be in vibrational harmony. Now, vibrational harmony simply means that the universe, the infinite field of potential, will match exactly what you are vibrating. If you are vibrating all of those qualities that you desire, that this person helps you feel happy, excited, motivated, loved, incredible, sexual, whatever. I mean, you make your own list. I'm just getting you started. If you develop those feelings within yourself, then the universe will match that. And it will always be with the person that you are deeply attracted to or want or need in your life, or someone better. Did you hear? Oh, you don't like that. I know. I understand. Listen to me. You have a partnership. And that partnership, it's like a corporation. It began the day you were born on this planet. You have a partnership with the infinite field of potential, with the universe, with divine source, with God. The two of you are co-creating. Have you ever seen the picture of Michelangelo reaching up with his finger and God reaching down, and their fingers, their index fingers, are touching? That's the kind of partnership you have. You have to allow your partner the ability not to find you somebody else. That's not what we're saying. I'm not saying that. Not to find you a substitute, but to bring you somebody even better. Somebody that gives you more of these feelings that you so deeply crave. Now, I have to say, 95, 96% of the time, it will be the person that you are focused on. But every now and then, a client calls me up and says, wow, Robert, unbelievable. I'm dating this guy now, and man, I don't ever want to go back to the old guy. No way. I'm happy. Things are better than ever before. You need to create those feelings in yourself if you want to attract them from another person. Remember, with the law of attraction, likes attract likes. Can I repeat that again? Likes attract likes. So if you're down, if you're depressed, if you're crying, guess what you get to attract? More of the same. You know, when you met this person or when you meet somebody that you really connect with, are you depressed and crying and pounding your fists against the wall in anger? Or are you happy and jovial and feeling open and excited and motivated? Whatever feelings you receive from the person that you are interested in, you must create them in yourself first. You have to become in vibrational alignment. And we always allow our partnership to work fully by saying this or something better. What I want you to do is put out your intention after you've made your list. Make your list. Amplify it through creative visualization. In other words, you've made your list. Now begin to creatively visualize the experience with this person. And creatively experience all the qualities that he or she makes you feel. And feel them internally. That's called amplifying it. And the brighter and the stronger you can make those feelings, the more effective you will be. Then, detach, let it go, and let the energy flow. Don't sit there. I had a client today. When's he going to call? He hasn't called me yet. I'm waiting by the phone. You know, I was trying to hit a goal. It has nothing to do with this, but I was trying to hit a goal today. And I realized I was pushing. I was choking the energy. I was strangling the energy. And I told Rachel, I said, I'm just going to relax and let it happen. Half hour later, I hit my goal. Ha! That's how it works. That's how the universe works. Detach. Let it go. Let it flow. The love you desire is yours. It's already here. Okay, I've given you some great ideas, but I know some of you are in a critical situation. And things could turn very, very bad very, very fast, or they already have. We can help you with the law of attraction. We help successful people become more successful in money, in business, and in love. If you're going through a situation right now and you're struggling, and you need some help, help is on the way. You can learn how to use the law of attraction, the law of vibration, to have the love that you totally crave. Now, if you are a down and outer, if your life is just so totally miserable, so totally hateful, everything's fallen apart, then you need to take control first before you contact us. I'm looking for people that seriously want to have success in their life. And we're talking about success when it comes to love. So if you are a successful person looking to attract love success into your life, we're here for you. Be sure and write us at Law of Attraction Solutions. Always include a letter. And remember, do it now. Three little words that will change your life. Okay, I've given you a pile of information. This is only scratching the surface. We could do like 20 of these podcasts. But I've given you a pile of information that if you will begin to apply right now, you're going to see massive results very quickly. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure and visit our website. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. We help successful people become more successful with the law of attraction. Have a great day now, because you deserve it. Bye-bye.
Don't miss an episode of Law of Attraction, Secrets with Miracle Mentor, Ancient Wisdom Teacher, and Master of the Matrix, Robert Zink. Subscribe now on YouTube, iTunes, and Stitcher.